Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Let's go!
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, we have it's fascinating. It's an awkward interview coming up later with William Shatner. Now, that's the guy from Star Trek. That's the guy that's the Priceline.com commercials.
Yeah.
That's the guy who went to space with Jeff Bezos. And you may go, why do I care about William Shatner? Well, you will when you hear the interview.
Yeah.
Because it was really awkward. It was awesome and awkward, and he was eating during it. He's 91. He didn't seem like he's 91, but
not at all.
I tell you, we recorded it and we just left it all there. So coming up, an interview with William Shatner, which I liked. I'm not saying it in a bad way. We're not playing it because it was awful. I liked the interview. It's just he, as they say, marches to the beat of his own drum.
Exactly.
So, all right, let's get going with today's show. Oh, yeah, yeah. Up first, here he is, Producer Eddie. What's going on, Eddie?
Guys, crazy weekend. I thought that my wife was being stalked. She thought she was being stalked. She got an alert on her phone because she had gone out with her friends the night before. And the next morning, she got an alert on her phone and said that she had been followed by an AirTag all night. So I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they saw a group of hotties and they threw an AirTag in one of their purses. Turns out that one of the girls she was with, she had an AirTag on her keys, so no one was stalking my wife. Thank goodness,
oh,
but
so
we were scared.
Her friend had an AirTag and
yes.
Just walked with her. Whenever we leave Ella, our dog, at like the dog play day thing. We haven't in a while because of all the dog viruses going around. But she has an AirTag on her collar because she loves just run away. And so, but every time we show up, I show up, my wife shows up, it goes, and it rings because it's anytime it gets close to it, the phone. So she knows now that's her sign that we're there. And she runs up to the door when
oh
we
my
get
gosh.
There.
So smart.
Wow.
Well, that's, it just happened over and over again.
Yeah,
it's Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
You know, instead of ringing a bell and getting food, the thing goes off on her collar just because it's close to the phone. And she knows, oh, I guess they're here. So she goes, pretty cool.
Do you like the AirTag?
Love it. Now you have to replace them every year.
Oh, I didn't know
every
that.
Every year?
Because you can't change a battery in it.
Oh.
You buy a box of them for like $60. There's three of them in it. But I love them. Stanley has one on. Elder has one on. And my wife keeps one on me. So.
That's funny.
That's not true, though. And it's sewn in. No. Yeah, I love them. I got one in my wallet. And my luggage. We lost our luggage. And there was an AirTag in it. And I found it. And we went, oh, it's at the Miami airport. Okay. We hit him up. Oh, this is your luggage. We got it sent back to us.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so the answer is yes.
I need one for my remote control. That's what I need.
yes. tape it on
and
there.
Oh, my goodness. The channel changer
you
always
can get, like,
disappears.
A Whistler, though, would be better than that. Okay. Because the AirTag, you're already probably 5 feet away from your remote.
You know it's somewhere.
It's going to go. It's 5 feet from you. But good a Whistler, point. They have those things where you can go, and it'll go back, and you can hear it.
Stop
find it.
It.
Yeah, those have been out for a while, though.
You can whistle at something, and it'll whistle back to you.
I think they still make those.
Mind blown.
They have all kinds of stuff like
he's
that.
He's writing it down.
All right, up next, everybody, say hello to Lunchbox. Yeah. Lunchbox, what's up, buddy?
Man, guys, I'm back. Everybody thought, oh, you're just going to stay in Vegas forever. But no, I am back. It was a great weekend. And, oh, you know, I went to Vegas 2 out of the last 3 weekends. And that place is just amazing. I don't get tired of it. I was worried, like, oh, is that too much back-to-back? No, that place is heaven.
Would you ever want to move to Vegas?
Yeah.
You...
I could be a professional gambler.
No.
You really couldn't.
Yeah.
Those the professional gamblers are able to do things with math. It's not just their gut or how much they like it.
Right. No, I understand that. I don't think I could be a professional sports gambler.
No, even cards.
But I could do blackjack and make $200 a day.
Really?
Okay, let's figure this out here. $200 a day.
For 3 kids.
For 5 days a week. Okay.
Yeah.
$1,000 a week.
Boom.
So...
That's $4,000 a month, tax-free.
But are you taking a vacation at all?
No.
Wait, but that's assuming he wins every day.
I know, and he's not going to.
He's right? not
going to
win every day.
But my point was, absolute best-case scenario, with every single week, he's going to make $52,000 a year, which is respectable, but that means no time off and no losses.
I'm not going to lose, man.
Okay.
But yeah, you're kind of right. I didn't think...
I forgot about
the vacation part.
And there are going to be days where you lose.
I forgot about that.
Probably more than not, because... Oh. The odds are against you.
Dang it. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So it's good to hear you're back, though.
Yeah, so
all right, we'll hear about Lunch's performance coming up later on. Up next, Amy, everybody.
Woo!
Go ahead.
So I witnessed a dad break a cardinal rule in the school pickup line. He straight up skipped, I don't know, 10 cars and went right in and then picked up his kid and drove off. And I could not believe my eyes.
He cut someone off in the school line where he probably has to see people all the time.
He cut a lot of people off. And I thought, okay, this is either a really brave dad that could potentially be in a hurry, so I extend grace, or he's doing the family a favor and doing the pickup and he doesn't understand how school pickup lines work, which they can cause anxiety. They can get confusing. Like, I still get anxious sometimes going through it that I'm going to mess up and do something wrong, but... Yeah, cut everybody, picked up the kid, and left.
So you only gave 2 options, and both were kind of positive. I like that, because you said either he's struggling and is late and he's got to pick him up, A, or B, he didn't know.
Right.
You didn't give C, he's just a jerk.
Yeah, he's a DB.
Well, yeah. I just hope that that's not the case, but I could see once Lunchbox's kids are school age, I wonder if he would do something like that.
Cut off or fight somebody that was cutting off?
Oh, no, he would be the cutter. Like, he would see the window and be like, well, we shouldn't have left a window of opportunity. Here I go.
Will you do the thing, Lunchbox, where you go out beside the people?
I do it all the time. Do it on the highway. Do it everywhere. Anywhere you're going, just that lane is there for a reason. So you drive all the way down it and then get over. And here's the thing. I'm not going to do that with my kids at school. You know why? Because they can walk a couple blocks. I ain't sitting in that line at pickup.
Couple blocks?
They're 5.
I don't care. I walked to school at 5.
Wait, you're going to pick your kids up around the corner so you can avoid the school line?
They just walk. I mean, I walked to and from school when I was 5 years
okay,
old.
Okay, dude, that was 100 years ago.
Okay,
don't get him started with this. Please don't.
It's safer now than it has ever been.
Okay, still, though, I wouldn't let a 5-year or 6-year-old probably walk to school, especially across a busy road.
Lunchbox is like, put an AirTag on them.
That's true. That'll be fine.
All right, Amy, thank you. And then finally, Raymond, set me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he loves PS5, and if there's a zombie apocalypse, he will survive.
That's true.
Ooh, that's right.
Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So, thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah, big man, applause for me today. How often, I'll go first, I almost never hard reset my phone. Meaning you hit the top button of the two and then the other button on the other side to turn it off, slide it off, let it sit, and turn it back on. Almost never. I don't do it, right? My computer, never turn it off. But you should at least once a week. And so I've been trying to be more deliberate about turning mine off and letting it rest for a second and then letting it come back on, because it improves the battery life. These phones, they're working all the time. And so it also lets it kind of reboot itself so it can work more efficiently. It closes off a bunch of the nonsense it's working on. So let me remind you, reset your phones once a week. That's it. My computer, I would do 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, never.
Just fold it down.
You think that because you close the computer, it turns it off? It doesn't.
Same with your phone. How often, again, do you turn your phone off?
Yeah, never.
Only when it gets really hot.
Okay, which is...
exactly. That's right.
So you're way behind. Yes, you're way behind. So let this be a reminder to reset your phone. Hard reset your phones once a week if you can. All right, we're here. We're ready. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. In recent weeks, I've been trying to get out there more and I've been going on more dates. Last week, I went out with a guy who took me to dinner. Had a great time. When dinner was finished, he paid, but I noticed that he had drastically under-tipped the wait staff. Even though service was good, I would even say great. I was unprepared in that I rarely carry cash, so I couldn't even leave any on the table. I also couldn't purchase something separately and overtip or come back in because he walked me to our car after the date. What should I do? I don't want to seem ungrateful when he paid for my meal, but I also don't want the waitstaff to not get what they deserve. If we go out again, do I offer to pay for the tip myself? Any advice would be appreciated. Love the show. Thanks. Signed, Dating in Denver. Well, this is what I would do, Denver. I'd never call that guy again.
Yeah. Oh, never?
Yeah, that's not a red flag. That's a stop. Go reverse flag. Don't go out with that guy again. Somebody who's not good to animals or not good to waitstaff or people that are doing their job helping them, servers, service, that's not somebody you want to be with forever. I mean, I guess you could ask them, but if it's only a first date, I'm out.
That's what I thought. Do you want to know the reason? Like, why did you not tip?
If it's a fifth date and it's been going wonderfully, then I need to know for closure. And I need to make sure that I'm not seeing something wrong. And maybe that one was actually a seven.
Right.
That's what I need to know if it's been going great five dates in. One, I'm out. I mean, I can't run fast enough out. Again, if I see somebody not good to service or animals, boom. Deuces are chunked at them so hard, I'm not even looking back. Morgan, let's say you're on a date with somebody, or you were, and they stiffed the waitstaff or tipped him a dollar on like a $60 bill. What would you have done?
Well, I would probably call it out and be like, why are you doing that?
Date one.
Yeah, okay. I would be like, hey, is that like a normal thing for you? What's going on? And find out if there's something behind that. And if he's like, no, this is just what I do, then yeah, there's no second date.
So you would actually communicate effectively, more so than I ever would.
Yeah. Right, communicate, guys.
Well, I'd at least ask. Maybe there's a reason behind it, or maybe he thought they weren't good servers, and maybe it's a chance for him to be like, okay, I'll tip better, and then you can go on a second date. But if he's not even open to that conversation, then, you know, all bad things.
I'm out. I'm just out.
What if he does explain to me, like, I ordered bread three times. You didn't hear me, and he didn't give me the bread.
I think that's the kind of person I don't want to be with.
Right.
If that's what they said, I'm like, okay, cool, I get it. I understand your point, but my point is I don't want to be with someone who has that kind of point right there. So, Lunchbox?
I don't see anything wrong with it. I think you asked, maybe he's raised differently. Maybe that's what they tipped where he came from.
Same as the last statement.
And
you're raised differently. I don't think we should go out.
Well, you could, no, oh, you couldn't, if the date went good, you'd be like, oh, well, you know, I don't know if you know this, but it's customary you do this, but here's the thing.
Is he from India?
Like, here's the thing, Eddie said, if they don't earn it, you don't have to give it to him. If the guy ordered something.
No, she just said.
I'm just saying.
Even though service was great. So if we're actually going to use service what was said.
Oh, yeah,
said
use her words.
Yeah.
Look, not everybody tips like you guys. You guys like to tip the whole piggy bank. Like, some of us don't want to give.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not what it's about. It wasn't even the normal 15% here is what it sounds like, 15 to 20. Amy?
No, I would be curious, so I would want to know why, but I don't understand anybody that would leave that. Like, even if you did have a poor experience, like, I'm just going to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I want to be with someone that's going to do the same.
Yeah, okay, let's say you don't want to ask them then. You can always send them a DM, not break up or not go completely ghost. Be like, hey, I saw that you didn't tip the waitstaff. What was that about? You can even ask then. Morgan, you've convinced me to communicate at least a little bit.
Well, yeah. you may at least find out something different about that person, and it either allows you to go on a second date or it, like, you know, solidifies that you don't like this person.
I'd message them and be like, hey, I saw you didn't tip much. Care to tell me why? And if they don't have a good reason, I'd jump.
But there's not a good reason.
Unless I just saw it wrong, a one or a seven, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover. Everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Here's a question for the room. Morgan, you are how old?
I'm 29.
Morgan has her dad still call her every morning to wake her up.
Really?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Give us a little background on this, Morgan.
Well, so I have this really bad fear that one of these mornings I'm not going to wake up to my alarms. I set 10 alarms.
Wait, literal 10 or are you like 2?
Literal 10. 5 minutes apart each. Because
where do you put them?
They're all on my phone. They're just different increments of time.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Because sometimes I'll wake up to one and I'll turn them off in my sleep and the last one will be the one to wake me up. So the 11th alarm I have is my dad to wake me up, because sometimes there has been 3 occasions in the last 5 years I've worked for the show that he's been my last person that woke me up, and I would have not made it to the show if he didn't.
Is it weird? She's almost 30 and her dad still calls every morning?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it's really, here's the weird part. She's almost 30, and also she has a boyfriend that I would assume that you share a bed sometimes with, so that your dad has to call you when you're in your bed with your boyfriend. Just very weird all around.
I don't even know if she has a boyfriend still, do you?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Like, okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so weird. Like, you're in a relationship, like an adult.
Does your dad ever call when your boyfriend's there?
Yes, he has.
Does your dad know your boyfriend's there?
Yeah.
He does?
I mean, I don't ask that question. She's like, yeah? Yeah? Yeah, like, yeah, for sure.
Hey,
yeah, I don't
know,
want to
right?
talk about this.
Okay, let me ask. Let me go deeper. Does your dad pay for anything else?
No, I mean, we're still all on the same insurance, but
okay,
I pay for
so
my
yes.
insurance.
Oh, then no. Okay.
So you pay him back?
Yeah. Like, it's just easier for it's all under this umbrella policy that we have.
Full amount?
Yes.
So their parents don't pay for anything. So you're not like attached to the umbilical cord.
No, I'm not attached to the umbilical cord.
Okay. So you only have them call to wake you up. I do feel like that's...
It's just more it's of this fear thing that I have. I'm really afraid that one day I'm not going to wake up and I'm not going to make it to the show.
Oh, yeah. That's called being an adult. Right,
okay,
guys?
Well,
yeah, pretty much. Right. We're all scared
crazy.
Of that every morning.
I kind of take back my weird thing, because it actually is really thoughtful that her dad is able to
Agree.
Do that every
Agree.
Day. And that's really cool.
When do you grow out of that, you think?
I don't know that I ever will, because it's also become this thing where we'll also talk. That's our time to catch up in the morning. So he'll ask how things are going.
Maybe
with
I'm
me.
Just jealous.
Yeah.
No, you're not jealous. It's so weird, and it's uncomfortable for me to listen to. Like, her dad.
Why?
Like, you say umbilical cord, her dad needs to cut it. Like, he needs to be like, no, you're an adult. I'm not going to call you in the morning anymore.
Like, we can talk at lunch if you want to talk, but I'm not going to wake you up every morning.
Yes.
Like, is it weird, yes or no, around the room, Amy?
I changed my mind. It's not weird.
Lunchbox?
100% yes.
Eddie?
Oh, very weird.
Ray?
Weird with the boyfriend there.
Yeah, why not have him wake you up?
Well, he may oversleep, too.
But if there are all these alarms, it's probably going to wake him up.
Yeah, no. We're both pretty deep sleepers. Listen, I've slept through fire alarms before. I am a very deep sleeper.
But your dad calling wakes you up with the same phone and same...
Yeah, there's some alertness to it for me. It kind of, like, freaks me out, almost like somebody else will be calling me. There's something about it that it triggers in my brain.
Yeah, I think it's a little weird, too. I think we need to grow out of it.
Because I don't know if I ever will.
He won't always be here.
No, that's sad. I'm not going to choose to think that way either.
But it's true.
It's true. I mean,
unfortunately. I mean, she's going to be 45 years old and she's going to have her dad call her to wake her up for work. I mean, well, that's bad.
Maybe I'm just jealous, though. Maybe I'm jealous because I don't have a dad. And if I did, maybe I'd like
him
to call me.
I'm sure her dad cherishes
that. I wish my dad
that.
Would call me once.
Yeah.
Just once.
Just once. Wake me up, put me to sleep. Oh, man. Anything, you know? Well, that's good. I like it that you still enjoy it, but it is weird if you're asking the room.
I mean, that's fine that it's weird, but yeah.
Does your boyfriend think it's weird?
Sometimes he'll be like, did you really need that?
Has he met your dad?
Yes, he has met my dad.
But does your dad call and wake him up?
No.
Oh, okay. Just check.
Does he like your dad?
Yes. But he did, like, I will make sure that I am having, if I continue to have a conversation on the phone, it pulls me out of bed to go into the bathroom. So it's even like the conversation is getting me out of bed.
They have these alarms that it's like a old clock radio, but when it goes off, it like shoots something across the room. And it keeps going and getting louder and louder, so you have to get up out of bed and you can't hit snooze.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's really cool.
How baller is that? Because easy, you just hit it and snooze.
Or the puzzle alarms. They fall apart and you have to put it back together.
I'd break that thing.
Puzzle
if it's next
alarm.
To me and it's a puzzle, I'd break it. I throw it against the wall.
Well, it's not like a million pieces. It's just a few.
It's a 500-piece puzzle.
I'd be mad at whoever got it. Yeah, that would be terrible.
No.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Imagine this, it's your wedding day, and you're the bride, and you're waiting, and you see cops like coming to your wedding. Like, why are the cop cars here? Well, you look in the back of the cop car, and it's the groom in the back of the cop car. And so you're like, what did he do?
Huh.
Yeah, it turns out he was involved in a car crash while driving to the venue, and the cops were there.
Oh, they escorted him?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
John Dial and three of his groomsmen were driving to the wedding venue in Atlanta. They got in a car accident. Luckily, no one was hurt, but the car was completely wiped out. So he called his mom and some other friends, and he's like, don't say anything. I don't want the bride, her, to freak out. And so police were already coming to the scene because of the wreck, and they were like, we'll just take you. So he got in the back of the car, and they drove him all over there.
That's pretty
awesome.
Cool.
That is pretty cool. So, yeah, as long as he didn't, like, commit a crime or...
I know, but golly. Would
but
you
it'd
have
be great if they put handcuffs on him so he gets out of the cop car at the wedding and handcuffs and the bride freaks out.
No.
Nah, just joking. He was just in a wreck.
No. He's already been in a huge wreck on his wedding day. If the car was totaled, that's scary.
Yeah, I think pranks are... We've passed the point for pranks
right.
at that point.
He's already been through enough.
I like pranks like proposal. Those pranks are funny.
Golly,
you know.
What if it's one of those things where it like wakes him up, he gets in a wreck, he almost loses his life, and he's like, I don't want to get married anymore.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be telling me something good.
True.
Well, I left that part off.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. All right, good story. We love talking about our police officers in a positive way, and that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Just a quick poll, and I'll count. Who in the room says they just generally sleep pretty well at night? One.
I do.
One, just one. The rest of us all have small issues, big issues.
Little issues.
Sleep aids.
So there's a sleep coach. She's like, everything we're doing to try to sleep better is wrong. And so I wanted to read some of the stuff that she said because I think it's either stress or, you know, for me, there's definitely some PTSD stuff that in the daytime I can sleep like crazy. My wife says it's remarkable at how easy I can just go to sleep. I try not to take naps. It throws me off at night. But I don't feel like I'm going to get murdered in the daytime. Mm. Like, who's going to break into my house and kill me in the daytime? They'll be seen. That's my logic. There's sun.
It's interesting.
You
Good
can
logic.
See them.
Good
yes.
logic, actually.
Yeah. But at night, always. That's what we have security systems out the wazoo. And just I've had all those negative experiences and scary instances. And so I don't sleep well a lot of times. But she says, okay, look, you're doing all this stuff. You're taking a bath before you go to bed. Here you go. She goes, number one, stop worrying about tonight. and make sleeping well a long-term goal, because you're not going to see any quick progress. So she goes, first of all, if you're doing the stuff that I'm going to tell you, it's not going to work tonight, but overall, it's going to start to be better. Number two, you're not going to fall asleep unless you're really sleepy. And for that to happen, you have to get up reasonably early and not go to bed until at least 16 hours after you wake up. Very basic stuff. Things like taking a bath, things like avoiding screens. So sometimes it's useless. Like, you can do all that stuff, but really all it does is stimulate you. You know, even if you stay away from screens, sometimes stuff on the screen will actually help you, she says, if it's something that relaxes you. Next up, stop stressing about not sleeping. That leads to even less sleep. So it's better to get up and do something that makes you happy instead of tossing and turning when you're awake at 3 in the morning when you know you're not going to fall back asleep. Next, ease up on the elaborate routines. If you like your pre-bedtime routine, keep doing it. But if you're only journaling or doing deep breathing exercises because you feel like you have to, just stop. The best way to sleep is to just make bedtime enjoyable again and to make sure you're not in the bed all day. Like, your bedroom is mostly the place where you should just go to sleep. Or...
Yeah.
I
see what you're saying.
Don't go to sleep.
She said it's not the blue light from the screen that's keeping you awake. It's the anxiety about whether you will sleep or not.
Wow.
So, I'm just not going to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, good luck.
I fall asleep right now.
Just like that.
I think most people now struggle with sleep for different reasons. I think there's a lot of stress. Kids, money, school, work, being murdered in the middle of the night.
Throw that in there.
That was mine.
Your kids being stressed.
Yeah, that fifth one's mine right there. Where I just, man, I have nightmares that are so vivid where someone is breaking into my house with a gun and a mask, where I wake up. And they're a little fewer and far between now. But I wake up, and my nightmare is in the exact same place where I'm sleeping. So it all seems real. It feels like I've never even woken up.
Oh, my gosh.
So it takes me to walk around and touch the walls in my bedroom or house to go, all right, that's not real, and I'm not asleep anymore. Oh. Because I wish my nightmares were on a beach and I was getting chased by a goblin. Because I'd wake up and go, well, that ain't real. The Hamburglar's not real. Why is he chasing me? I'm not in Paris. And so, all my nightmares are literally at my house and everything's exactly the same. So when I do wake up, it's still the same. So there's nothing different. So I go, okay, I don't think that's real. Because I question myself, okay, is that real? Am I awake? Was I awake just then? And I have to walk around and touch things and go, okay, now I'm awake. That's
crazy.
It's like those people on Freddy Krueger, that was not good. They couldn't control it.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I can't imagine. I don't know what you're experiencing. I can't, because I never have. I don't think I have nightmares.
I don't dream unless it's a nightmare.
That's terrible.
Crazy. That's
so you don't have bad. Any good dreams?
I don't dream. And dreaming is like at a deep state. You know, you hit a new level where you're able to. I don't dream unless I'm being chased to be murdered or harmed. And that is called a night. So I guess I dream, but it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you need to get some happy dreams.
I thought he was going to say help.
I wish I could buy that. Yeah, I wish I could find like a subscription service.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about help. I'm just saying like
a FabFitFun where every month they send me happy dreams.
Like when you're playing football or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Something cool.
But I haven't had those in years.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, not for years. Maybe if I just slept in a safe room.
What do you mean safe?
Well, like in a locked room, like a concrete room.
Where you know for sure no one's coming in there. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if I'm in a hotel up high in a city where nobody knows I am, I'll have an occasional dream.
Oh.
But if I'm at home, no chance. Unless being murdered. Mostly with a knife. Sometimes a gun.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's tough. Hey, good morning, everybody.
It's worse.
Welcome to the show of full positivity. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. It's time to talk to William Shatner. Star Trek fans, you would know him.
Oh, yeah.
T.J. Hooker.
Who's that?
He was a cop.
On what?
T.J. Hooker.
I didn't know.
Yeah, both are old shows.
Wow, that's cool.
But he's just famous, you know? William Shatner, he's got a book out called Boldly Go. And I'm going to be honest with you. He's over 90 years old. We recorded this interview because I didn't know quite what was going to happen. And at one point in this interview, he's eating fruit, but he's holding it in his hand, half eaten. It's dripping all over him. And you'll hear me go, hey, just eat the fruit. You can eat it right now. Please do. I just feel bad because I don't know. He's 91 years
old.
Right.
He needs to eat.
He needs to have some nutrition.
Sure.
But he's just holding it and it's dripping. And I'm like, you should eat that, Mr. Shatner. And then we go on this whole thing about it starts with my name and ends with my name. And a whole dedication to Bobby Jones. So enjoy. This is William Shatner talking about going into space with Jeff Bezos, talking about Elvis, me forcing him to eat fruit. Thank God he didn't choke.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was eating it way fast when he ate the fruit. I was like, please, I don't want to be the person to kill William Shatner. Okay, here we go. My interview with William Shatner.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
William Shatner.
Mr. Shatner, do people call you Bill if they're close to you, or do they call you William?
Even if they're distant.
Oh, so is Bill what you would normally go by?
Yes. Is Bobby your handle, or is it Bob, or is it Robert? I mean, how do we address you?
It's oddly Bobby. That's my real name on my birth certificate. And yours, I assume, is William, right? That's my middle name. How about that? We're the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't do Robert at all, Bobby?
Nah. That's not my name. I mean, I guess I thought about Bob at one point, but then Bob feels like...
No, Robert. Bobby is a short for Robert, isn't it?
It is, unless
so
you're
then
me.
So it is your name.
No, unless you're, but it's literally, it's like, if your name were really Bill on your birth certificate, because I'm assuming it's William, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mine's really Bobby. So that's it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why they did
that. Yeah, but what do you do with the conundrum that Bobby is an affectionate application for Bob, mm-hmm. and Bob is short for Robert?
Yeah. We're really going like space-time continuum here. We're going through different timelines of...
And that's really what we should be doing all
the time. It is, for sure.
So my book, Boldly Go.
Yes. Which, that's why we're here. Look, William Shatner's here.
It's already gotten great reviews and recommended reading, but every point counts. The book is a wonderful book.
That's what I hear.
A wonderful book about the adventure of life.
You know, I want to talk about your adventure, not just of life, but I guess the last thing that I saw you on was the spaceship with Jeff Bezos. And so how did that first come together? Did they reach out to you and go, Bill, you're our space guy, let's go? Or did you go, I've always wanted to go to space, any way you can get me on that ship?
A guy I know said, you know, you should go up on that first voyage up. I'm not going to go up there. It's got to go to Seattle. That's too much trouble. No, they want you to go. So he promotes this idea. The Amazon says, come on up to Seattle. He and I fly up to Seattle, and Bezos is there. And we sit around a table and promote the idea that I should go up as one of the first of the four or five people that there's room for in that vehicle. And then COVID hits and a year goes by and they say, no, Jeff Bezos, the owner, is going to go, and he's going to take his brother, he's going to take a kid, and he's going to take a woman astronaut who didn't make it into space. Well, that was the end of it. So I thought, okay, that's it. It was a nice idea. Met Jeff Bezos. So my friend says, well, what about the second one? And I'm not going to go up in the second one, for God's sakes, man.
Yeah,
and bullshit. Then they say, well, do you like to come up in the second one? No, I'm not going to go second one. I want the president. I don't want the vice president. And I mull around for a couple of days and then realize that I was avoiding the adventure. Why not go up just for the adventure? And that's what I decided to do. I didn't realize it would be this incredible thing that it became.
Did it feel safe up there?
My vision was clouded by all those visions of the Hindenburg burning because they had hydrogen gas. All those documentaries of the Hindenburg. Do you ever see that one?
Yes.
Hindenburg burns. Oh, the humanity of it all. And they're
absolutely
all running away.
Yeah.
You know what's burning? Hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're putting in my vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hydrogen.
So that made me a little nervous. Then when they stopped the countdown, T-minus 54, oh, hold it. There's an allele. And they stopped the countdown. And I'm thinking, why did they stop the countdown? Then they start the countdown. They're going to remove the gantry. We're going to move the gantry. If anybody wants to get out, this is the time. Swear to God, that's what he said.
Take a bite there, Bill.
Take a what?
Take a bite. Whatever you're eating looks good. Eat that. Yeah. I don't want you to have to hold that in your hand the whole time. I'm hungry, too. You're making me hungry.
It was a piece.
What is that?
It was a piece of watermelon.
Looks great.
I was going to make a point.
Yeah.
So I was going to get out of there. And I thought, I can't get out. I'm Captain Kirk.
Exactly.
So the thing lifted up and came back down. And I was profoundly moved by my observation of space and Earth.
Love that. So you're up there and you're looking down. Does it feel like I'm a lot higher than I am in an airplane?
The weightlessness is the 10,000 years ago in the European proto-language, the proto-European language, which was like in the Mongolia, the word for horse came into being. And there was a word for horse that became our word, horse. There are no words for weightlessness yet. Only 600 people have gone up. So we haven't acquired a description. Well, I kind of float around, I can't, I'm fine, and you get nauseous, and there could be vomit floating around. There are no words to describe weightlessness. So it's impossible other than using euphemisms to say, well, I floated around and then I saw this. I didn't want to have anything to do with that. I wanted to get to the window to see where I was and what was happening. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did.
To the window, to the wall. You know what I'm saying? Okay. William Shatner's on. He's got a book called Boldly Go. You talk about, obviously, there's a play here with space, but it's like, You've been doing like crazy career things and living life for 90 years, over 90 years, Bill. What do I not know yet? Like, what's the secret to living a long, fulfilled life?
Doing? Mm. You sit there in your chair with your arm draped over the chair.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Nodding your head.
Listening.
Listening. And you're listening. Mm-hmm. And occasionally you talk.
Sometimes.
But mostly you listen.
Listen a lot.
What are you hearing?
I hear you talking, Bill.
I know, but do you have any meaning from the hearing?
Yeah, I do. I'm listening to a guy that has lived a long time that could teach me something. So I'm draping my arm in a way that I can really take in what you're saying.
Get out from behind the desk. put that microphone away.
Got to pay the bills, Bill.
And face the adventure of life.
I try, but I got to pay the bills. How long has it been since you had to pay a water bill?
The pipes, they put in a water meter here in Southern California, and there was more pressure than my old house could stand, and the pipes burst. Yes, I've been dealing with pipes for quite a while.
And you know that ain't free. That's what I got to be here for. That ain't free. So Boldly Go is a book where I'm going to read it. I'm going to be so inspired to go out and live my life that I'm going to possibly.
And realize the connection to nature and people.
You ever met Elvis, Bill?
I did, actually.
What was that like?
Be honest. Disappointing.
Yeah, I was going to. Yeah, what happened with you and Elvis?
Well, nothing. That's what was disappointing. Elvis just stood there in his radiant beauty, the white costume on. I don't think he was aware that I was there, and he went on.
Dang, that story sucks for you. You know, I mean, it's like, actually, it's a great story that you don't have a story. You know, it's like Elvis doesn't have to be on all the time. Do you feel like people think you need to be on all the time, Bill?
No, I'm not on. If I have a book like Boldly Go, which is a precious book and really a good read, I might come out here and talk to you about it. Right. Otherwise, pretty much just stay at home.
All right. By the way, you guys have to go and check out Boldly Go. Do you do the audiobook, Bill?
I did the audiobook.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. William Shatner doing the audiobook of Boldly
Go.
You guys can go and listen to this. When you drive to work, you can listen. Well, listen to us. Yeah. When we're off the air, listen to Bill William Shatner do Boldly Go, the audiobook. It is a great book, I'm told by him. I don't have it yet. Nobody sent me a free version. I would have read the whole thing by now.
It's the Bobby Jones Show.
That's right. Bobby Jones in the house, right, everybody?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Hey, listen, I'm a massive fan. Mr. Shatner, thank you for your time. Hope everybody
Pleasure
checks
to talk
out
to you, Bobby.
Boldly Go. And, you know, we do the Bobby Jones Show. We just rock
it. Imagine if you said it's the Robert Bones Show.
Let me try it out. You try it. Do like a big announcer voice. Robert Bones.
It's the Robert Bones Show.
You ever met Johnny Carson?
It's the Robert Bones Show. Come and hear the Robert Bones Show. He'll talk to you about the mathematics involved in space. It's the Robert Bones Show.
You ever watch Matlock, Gunsmoke?
No, I don't think it works. Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones it is. All right, there he is. William Shatner, everybody. Go get Boldly Go. All right, we'll be back in a second here on the Bobby Jones Show. Bye, Mr. Shatner.
Bye, Robert.
See you, my friend. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs. And I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it like not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way. I have a request from you guys that are listening to the show, and you know I value you and appreciate you, and I understand why you would do this, but I'm going to ask you, please stop. So during the show, I'll try to look at my DMs just to see how people react in certain segments. You can follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. But what I don't need to see, because I try to rid myself of it, is if you go to like our show Facebook page and someone's talking crap about me, you don't have to send that to me. I'm good. I avoid that. I try to stay away. If you're on some message board or blog or and someone's taking shots at me, or I don't need to see it. There's no need. I understand why you're like, look at this.
Yeah.
You probably. I don't want to see it.
Okay.
So, are you doing it to me?
No, no, no. I'm just thinking.
I think they're looking out for you.
I know.
And you want to be like, dude, they're talking about you.
But I can't fix that. And I don't know them. And I try to keep myself. I don't go to our show Facebook page. Literally don't go to it. Maybe once a year. And I feel bad for Morgan because she has to live over there. And she's constantly dealing with that negativity. And I'm a big person. If it's a negative place, I try to just stay out of it. I try to cut toxic people. I try to stay out of toxic situations. And I'll say for the rest of the show, I know you guys could say the same thing. Unless you want it sent to you.
I don't want it sent to me.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you can send it to me. I don't care. Okay. It doesn't bother me.
He likes
direct,
toxic.
Mostly direct messages to me are talking trash, so.
Okay, well, there you go.
He loves it.
I don't, there's no need to send it to me. There's no need to send it to Amy. There's no need to send it to my wife or Mike's wife or any of that, right? There's no need. It's not helping anything. You probably think, I'm going to do a favor and let them know. We don't need to know. Internet's a bad place you can't control. The only thing you can control is where you don't go.
But they're just letting us know so we can go after them.
But I don't need to go after anybody.
Oh. Or
I'm all good.
Or sometimes the sentence where before you say something nice is like, I don't care what others say about y'all.
Yeah, just say what you're going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say something nice.
Like, yeah, we get it.
Leave it there.
Who's saying what?
Listen, if there's anyone that understands this part of it, it's me. We are not a great sounding show. We don't talk like radio people. We don't handle ourselves like broadcast professionals. There's a lot of things that we do that people say make a bad show. We feel like that's what makes us different and normal-ish. So, but we don't need to, I don't need to see all the negative stuff sent to me in my box. Because then I click it and then I get all fired up and then I come on here and then I'll get canceled. We know I'm one step away. Every day I'm one step away from being canceled. Because I come in here fired up sometimes. I'm good. Thank you very much. Don't send it to me. Don't send it to Amy. Don't send it to our wives. Don't send it just, if it's negative, you want to go fight for us, that's great. Step in there and we appreciate that.
Don't comment on bodies.
Mine, if it's good.
No, no.
I appreciate that. But if you want to go in and stick up for us, that's great. We love that. And then just send us what you said to stick up. Don't even send us what they said to begin with. Let's just be cool, everybody. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Someone finally did it. They made a TripAdvisor for exes. Well, it's not called that, but that's what it is. People go and they rate and review their ex-boyfriends. It's called the ex-boyfriend list.
The problem with this is,
90%
of it's going to be done just to get back at somebody
and
not actually be accurate.
Oh, but you could hope.
Because they're an ex for a reason.
Yeah.
Either they dumped you or you dumped them. And you usually don't feel good about it, usually. So I would say that this is a site that someone's just trying. They probably even built this site just to get back at one ex. They went through all this work just to punish one person.
She calls it the bad boyfriend database. So it is intended for bad boys.
But anybody
it's like
can,
a warning. Ugh. It's like a warning.
But it's not. It shouldn't be a warning because there could be a good dude who broke up with somebody because he didn't see it was going to work. And then she gets on there and is like, what a jerk. Constantly farted in bed.
Yeah.
Treated me like never opened a door. And who knows if that's true or not? I don't like it.
Could there be a Yelp review for like ex-boy? Well, no, but even like positives. Like it wasn't him, it was me. Like kind of
there
thing.
There could, but you're trusting people
to be honest,
put in their personal bias in an extremely bias-filled situation.
They won't do that.
Yeah, how many relationships end where they're going to leave something positive?
One out of 10.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was in a bad place. I'm the one that did the breakup.
You don't get on this because you want to put good news in.
Exactly.
And you don't want anybody else to probably date them.
You're there to bash.
It's not a good thing.
Okay. Well, it now exists in case anybody wants to use it. Google Maps has added a new feature, and it's called Vibe Check.
They put an X on every bad boyfriend's house. All you have to do is say where they live.
Good idea.
Oh, that's crazy.
That'd be terrible.
But no, they've taken things that have been posted on social media or different blogs that are in the area, and you can like check the vibe of where you are, and different pictures will pop up of like things to go do. You'll get the neighborhood's coolest places as well as the most dangerous streets.
See, I like this. Because there's some positive to it.
Yeah.
If you do rate your... Oh, it's tough on exes, though. It's just tough. Like, if there was an app called Wonderful Ex-Boyfriends.
Yeah.
For a second, that would be positive, and then it would flip, and it would be negative, too.
Okay. What about this? Yeah. What if it was the good, the bad...
And the ugly.
Like, you shared the good, you shared the positive.
But the only people that would go over there would be the bad and the uglies for the most part.
You have to. You're required to put positive things about the person and negative.
Had good hair. Good. Bad. Abuse me.
Oh,
mentally.
Gosh.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Okay. Let's move
had
on.
A lot of money.
Let's move on.
Yeah, it would be stuff like that. Wouldn't open the door. So anyway, go ahead. I'm very passionate about this. Go ahead.
Karen Fairchild was talking about compliments that she's received, and her biggest one came from Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac. She said that he came to her and asked her about his performance, and in a way, she took that as a compliment because he wanted Karen Fairchild's feedback.
That would be the best way to be interviewed, to talk about compliments people are giving you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the ultimate flex flex.
Well, so what's your biggest compliment?
Well, I don't know. I'm not prepared for this question. But man, that would be like the greatest thing to share. Let me think.
Well, I have one. I can say one while you talk. And it's not. It's coincidentally.
You or me?
Me.
Oh, I thought she was going to. Okay.
No, well, you think.
I guess that's how my mind works. I don't remember people's compliments. I remember people that are hateful.
Uh-huh.
And I store those away and I'm like, I'll show them, suckers. I don't have a single compliment. I don't think I've ever been given.
No, I bet you do. And you know what you do when you're interviewing celebrities that come in. Sometimes you'll share a story so they can think about their answer. I'll do that for you right now. And mine, speaking of Karen Fairchild, her, you know, co-partner in Little Big Town, Kimberly Schlappman, like I ran into her once and I had no idea she listened to my podcast. And out of nowhere, she just said, hey, I just wanted to encourage you to keep your podcast going. I have really been lifted up by it lately. And I mean, that made my day.
Two things I'd like to say. Number one, effective use of a technique I've invented called tell a personal story install for an artist. It's a great way to interview people. Because if I ask a tough question, I'll go, and let me tell you, and I don't do it just to talk about me, but I want to give them time to think about a really good answer. Like, good job on that.
Yeah, that's good, Amy.
Because I really struggled with that technique for a long time. I kind of have it now, but that's good. Secondly, it's tough, but Baker Mayfield hit me. I was like, big fan. That's all I got. I don't know. I don't remember compliments.
He just said big fan.
He was like, big fan of the show. That was it. And so that's when I turned into a Baker Mayfield fan.
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers, baby. I don't care how many games they lose or win. I don't remember compliments. But I should make a list tomorrow and read them all back to you.
You know what? I got one.
For me or you?
For you.
Okay.
She does another one for her.
No, Kimberly Schlappman one. That's
Go
the
ahead.
Only one I have.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think when years ago John Mayer was in here, he told you, dude, you're a really good interviewer. I think he was very impressed with your interview skills, and that had to have meant a lot to you because you love John Mayer.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that, but that is pretty cool.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember the good stuff. I always remember the bad. I need to work on that, huh? Note for therapist. All right, Amy, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on!
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Mom of the Year award to Latrice Smiley. Because her daughter's bike was stolen from school. It even had a lock on it, but somehow they got it and they took it. But that's how her daughter would get to school every day. Her daughter was devastated, 13 years old, and she posted about it. And a bunch of people in the community were like, hey, I got an extra bike she can have, or I'd love to take your daughter to the store. Let's get her a new bike.
Dang.
So then she thought of an idea. I should start a small bike drive and help all kinds of kids get bikes. If this many people want to donate, she said that she opened her garage one day and it was 100 bikes in there that people had donated. And so she's contacted various schools to see what kids have to walk to and from school home. And she wants to supply them with a bike.
That's really cool. How old is she?
The mom?
No, the daughter.
The daughter's 13.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it takes something unfortunate to happen to give you perspective that, dang, yeah, it stinks for me, but I didn't realize how bad it was for other people too.
Yeah.
And so they went through. All right, that's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.